From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin hopes more Indonesians to pursue higher education. Authority readies 300 investment packages for Nusantara development. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said that he expects more Indonesians to pursue higher education, a target that can be achieved through efforts such as inviting Indonesians studying overseas to motivate others. Citing 2022 data from the Home Affairs Ministry, the Vice President said that of the total population of Indonesia, only 0.02% of people have doctoral degrees, 0.3% hold master's degrees, and less than 5% have bachelor's degrees. During the Alumni Connect event organized by the Global Indonesian Students Association in Jakarta on Friday, he stated that the 2022 figures show that very few citizens are opting for tertiary education, and he hopes that the figures will continue to rise with the help of Global Indonesian Students Association alumni as a driving force for the advancement of education in Indonesia. The Nusantara Capital Authority has prepared 300 investment packages that will be offered to domestic and overseas investors for the development of Indonesia's future capital Nusantara in East Kalimantan Province. This was conveyed by head of the authority Bambang Susantono in a press release received on Friday. The investment packages are intended for the construction of housing, transportation, and energy infrastructures. The authority said it expects the construction of the new capital to be carried out quickly and sustainably until 2045. Susantono added that the city will be developed into a futuristic city with a lot of prospects for global class businesses, as the state budget will only fund 20% of their total needs for the development of the new city. The authority is hoping that the rest would be financed by the private sector. At least 26 Indonesians who allegedly fell victim to human trafficking in Myanmar have been repatriated to Indonesia under the escort of some parties, including a national police attaché on Friday, May the 26th. Head of the Indonesian Police Information Bureau, Brigadier General Ahmad Ramadan, informed on Friday that the written process of the victims was also supported by the research attaché and the protocol and consular function of the Indonesian Embassy in Myanmar. Upon their arrival in Jakarta, they were handed over by the Director of Indonesian Citizen Protection of the Foreign Affairs Ministry to the Social Affairs Ministry. Meanwhile, investigators determined two suspects related to the trafficking case. The suspects, identified by their initial SESD and ESN, were arrested in Bekasi, West Java. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. China and South Korea have agreed to strengthen dialogue and cooperation on semiconductor industry supply chains amid broader global concerns over chip supplies, sanctions, and national security, China's Commerce Minister Wang Wentao said. He met South Korean Trade Minister An Duk-geun on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation or APEC conference in Detroit, which ended on Friday. The exchange views on maintaining the stability of the industrial supply chain and strengthening cooperation in bilateral, regional, and multilateral fields, according to a statement from the Chinese Ministry of Commerce on Saturday. Wang also said that China is willing to work with South Korea to deepen trade ties and investment cooperation. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan on Friday appealed for immediate talks with state officials as pressure increased on him amidst a crackdown on his top aides and supporters that has seen thousands arrested, as well as many leaving his party. Khan has been embroiled in a tussle with the military since he was removed from power last year in a parliamentary vote that he says was orchestrated by the country's top generals. The military denies this. The standoff intensified when earlier this month, Khan's supporters were involved in violent protests following his brief arrest on May the 9th. The political unrest has worsened as Pakistan faces its worst economic crisis in decades. The dollar was set for a third straight weekly gain on Friday as markets raised bet on higher for longer interest rates and amid closely watched last-ditch talks on the U.S. debt ceiling. Apparent progress in the talks between U.S. President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy helped ease investor jitters, but doubts remained about when both sides would reach agreement. Biden and McCarthy are closing in on a deal that would raise the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling for 2 years while capping spending on most items, a U.S. official told Reuters ahead of a long holiday weekend in the U.S. Vietnam aims to cut its rice exports to 4 million tons a year by 2030, the government said in a document detailing its rice export strategy, down from 7.1 million tons last year. Vietnam is the world's third largest rice exporter after India and Thailand. The move is aimed at boosting the exports of high-quality rice, ensuring domestic food security, protecting the environment, and adapting to climate change, according to the government document dated May the 26th and reviewed by Reuters. Although Vietnam's rice farming area is shrinking due to climate change and some farmers are switching to growing other crops and raising shrimp, the strategy appears to be too aggressive, a rice trader based in Ho Chi Minh City said on Saturday. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Madiun, East Java. The mayor of Madiun City, Maidi, promoted the cultural potential and education system in the area to representatives of the Czechoslovak's embassy for Indonesia as a continuation of exploring sister city cooperation or twin cities between the city of Madiun and the city of Plzeň. Mayor Maidi in Madiun said Wednesday that the promotion and introduction were carried out when the representative of the Czechoslovak embassy for Indonesia, Alex Kerja, came to Madiun City on Tuesday, May the 23rd. He explained during his visit, Alex Kerja visited three schools to see firsthand the education system in Madiun, starting from classroom learning to the application of cultural arts in schools. The next news comes from Mukomuko, Bengkulu Province. The Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency will install a tsunami early warning device around the beach that was eroded by abrasion in Mukomuko Regency, Bengkulu Province. Head of the Emergency Division of the Mukomuko Regional Disaster Management Agency, Ahmad Hidayat Syah, in Mukomuko on Wednesday, May the 24th, said that they had conducted a survey of the location for installing a tsunami early warning device on Air Punggur Beach and planned to install a tsunami siren there. In addition to providing a tsunami early warning, the siren will also detect unusual conditions in seawater. The installation of the tool is expected to increase community preparedness, especially for earthquakes and tsunamis. The latest news comes from Solo, Central Java. A haircutting party was held in Solo City, Central Java on May the 27th until 28th. This activity was held within the framework of the Education, Arts and Culture Carnival, as well as to break three records for the Indonesian World Record Museum or MURI. Chief Executive of the Education, Arts and Culture Carnival, Anna Juniani, in a written statement Wednesday, May the 24th, said three records would be broken in the haircutting party, namely the most number of barbers, the most participants, and the fastest time. The carnival, which was held at Pamedan Mangkunegaran, was an initiative of the Pradita Dirgantara High School Committee. This activity aims to be an arena for the application for the entrepreneurial spirit of students and application in the field of student learning about the 9 development of leadership skills. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023.
The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 27, 1937, when the Golden Gate Bridge officially opened to public. Golden Gate Bridge is an iconic bridge that connects San Francisco and Marin County in California. This bridge, which is considered an engineering marvel, is 1.7 miles or 2.7 kilometers long and 90 feet wide or more than 27 meters. Golden Gate Bridge officially opened to pedestrians on May 27, 1937. The next day, via the White House telegraph, President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced that the Golden Gate Bridge was open to cars and the rest of the world. In the first 75 years after its inauguration, Golden Gate Bridge has only been closed 3 times due to weather. Let's move to the event on May 27, 1964, when Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru passed away. Jawaharlal Nehru is India's first Prime Minister. On May 27, 1964, the founder of modern India passed away suddenly at the age of 74. Nehru, who is often referred to as Pandit Nehru, fell ill in the early hours of the morning at his home in New Delhi. His death left India in mourning. Prime Minister Nehru is believed to have had a heart attack. Specialist doctors struggled to save him for most of the day. Nehru died in the afternoon by her daughter's side, Indira Gandhi. We end today in history with the event on May 27, 2006 about Yogyakarta earthquake. An earthquake with a magnitude of 5.7 rocked Yogyakarta and Central Java on May 27, 2006 at 5:53 a.m. Western Indonesia time. As a result of the earthquake, more than 5,800 people died and 20,000 people were injured. The victims died in general due to being hit by a collapsed building. Meanwhile, many injured victims also occurred due to extraordinary panic. The earthquake also resulted in heavy damage to Prambanan Temple Complex. Out of the 3 main temples in the temple complex, Brahma Temple suffered the most serious damage. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Namun kau tak cerita yang telah kita ukir berdua. Meninggalkan dirimu adalah hal terberat yang harus ku jalani.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Exports Through the Badau PLBN Generated 1.6 billion rupiahs. Export activities of a number of commodities in West Kalimantan's Kapuas Hulu through the Badau Kors border post are getting smoother. In fact, from January to May 25, 2023, 1.6 billion rupiah of foreign exchange was recorded for the country. Head of the Nanga Badau Customs Office, Badau Customs Office, Harry Purwanto in Badau Kapuas Hulu Friday said that the export activities could later increase local revenue so that it could improve the welfare of the people of Kapuas Hulu, especially the border communities. Harry Purwanto explained that a total of 86 documents were produced using SESA 4.0 from January to May 25, 2023, with a total of 22 tons of agricultural and 9.2 tons of fishery products that generated state foreign exchange reaching 1.6 billion rupiahs. According to him, the agricultural products exported were black pepper, white pepper, cucumber, chayote, and pumpkin. As for fishery products, are various freshwater fish in Kapuas Hulu Region C. Harry Purwanto emphasized that the potential of natural resources and products of small and medium enterprises in Kapuas Hulu Region C must continue to be encouraged to improve people's welfare through export activities. He explained, Badau Customs and Excise is committed to encouraging the potential that exists in Kapuas Hulu to be exported abroad, of course, by cooperating with all related parties. Various efforts have also been carried out, such as mapping the potential of micro, small, and medium enterprises, opening a micro, small, and medium enterprises corner and forming their ambassadors and literacy ambassadors, then the successful migration of Export Service Administration records from manual to the automated system of the Directorate General of Customs and Excise using SESA 4.0. Kapuas Hulu Regency is a district directly adjacent to the state of Sarawak, Malaysia, with a state cross-border post located in Badau District on the border of Indonesia and Malaysia in the West Kalimantan region. That was My Indonesia Today.
Oh God, is it too much to ask? Or is it just the wrong ones I keep asking? and four. Or perhaps it's me who seeks home, and it's a bit of warmth. Yet I stand too close to the sun, and I'm sure it's me who seeks light to make it through the night. Yet I burn the candle on the both ends, and I finally see all the dots connected,
the picture's complete.
Now I see what I don't, but I failed to carry what I thought it might be.
The picture's complete.
I understand more.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Papua, which has a lot of interesting marine tourism spots. One of them is a beach tour on Harlem Beach, which is located in the village of Tablanusu, Depepre District, Jayapura Regency, Papua Province. Harlem Beach is the prettiest one in Jayapura, Indonesia. Harlem Beach is a long stretch of white sand and green hills as the backdrop of the beach. With clear water, visitors can see the colorful corals from the surface of the water. This beach is perfect for those of you who like diving. Coral reefs, sea fish, and other marine life can be found when you snorkel. The waves of this beach are not too big because the beach is a bay area. There are many coconut and sago trees that grow on the beach, making the atmosphere very shady, accompanied by a slow breeze. At Harlem Beach, visitors can also enjoy tourism activities, such as sunbathing, fishing, and even playing beach volleyball. Harlem Beach also has a freshwater pool, which is about 7 meters from the beach. The condition of this area is unique because a beach with salt seawater is directly adjacent to a freshwater pool. In fact, many tourists who visit this beach often rinse their bodies in this freshwater pool after being satisfied to play in the sea. In this pool, where the water is very clear, there are also several types of fish. The local people say the pool was formed naturally hundreds of years ago. Harlem Beach has great charm, especially at sunset. The breezy wind will be the perfect companion when enjoying the sunset. The situation on Harlem Beach, which is very quiet and calm, actually makes it attractive for tourists. For those of you who want to travel to Harlem Beach, you must first go to a pier in Papua, known as Depepre, which is about 48 kilometers from Jayapura City. After you reach the pier, you can then continue your journey to get to Harlem Beach location by using a boat with a maximum capacity of 10 people. For the cost of the round-trip crossing, you have to pay from 300,000 to 400,000 rupiah, or from 20 to 27 US dollar. For those of you who are looking for peace and quietness, Harlem Beach is the right choice for your holiday destination. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Stripes and lonely, hiding, wishing, waiting. Well, I am here. I am. I'm standing still, stare at you only. Everything has bloomed. All I want is just to stay. You can't shake me. I will never dare. Days, forever I will stay with you.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, this year there will be a big event to be held in Jember Regency, East Java Province, Indonesia, namely the Asian Music Games 2023. The Asian Music Games is a marching band competition participated by countries all over the Yellow Continent. Jember is getting ready to hold this event. The launching of the event was held at the PB Sudirman Hall in Jember, East Java, last Wednesday. The event is scheduled to be held on September 18 to the 25th. It is planned that there will be 3,000 participants to take part from 22 countries. Jember Regency is the first region in Indonesia to host the Asian Music Games Marching Band Championship. President of the Asian Marching Band Confederation from Thailand, Kosin Suprasitwong, expressed his gratitude for the warm welcome given by Jember Regency government at the launching of the Asian Music Games 2023. Kosin hopes that this activity can be held well. Meanwhile, Regent of Jember, Hendy Siswanto, said he was optimistic that the grand event would boost the economic sector in Jember Regency. A lot of people who come to watch the competition in Jember Regency will have a continued effect, including becoming an arena for promoting Jember Regency on the international stage. The Asian Music Games is designed as one of the biggest music and visual competitions in Asia, featuring soloists, duets, and group formal performances in various categories. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the Asian Music Games was held online. Now, after the conditions are getting normal, the Asian Music Games 2023 will be held directly in Jember Regency, East Java, Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Don't cry, snowman. Not in front of me. Who'll get your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman. Don't leave me this way. A puddle of water can't hold me close, baby. Can't hold me close, baby. I want you to know. Secrets if you don't have ears, baby. If you don't have ears, baby. I want you to know that I'm never leaving, 'cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home, my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a Keroncong song entitled Kangen by New Normal Keroncong. The song Kangen was a work of Indonesian music group Dewa 19, which was released in 1992. The song is in their self-titled album. The song is considered the most monumental work in the history of Dewa 19 band. In the rhythm of a power ballad, the song Kangen, which means missing or longing, describes the feeling of longing for a lover who expects him to come home. She also promised that she really wants to go home and asks to keep her sadness. Well, listener, here is New Normal Keroncong with the song called Kangen. Enjoy!
Suratmu telah ku baca dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Thank you. sudah simpan saja sedih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Manakala mentari tua lelah.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.